This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Timing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live, the thing you should never have. A cup of coffee next to the keyboard in Real Time Radio. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Live radio, always exciting. Always, you never know. You just never know what might happen. Anyway, appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged, being involved. And do you know what? Get involved in the conversation, whether it's with me or other people that are smarter than I am. And there's a lot of them. You don't believe me? Head over to the website, therealside.com, where we have a live chat room. You will find, I guarantee you will find smarter people than me in there. And the same thing with, what is that thing, Facebook. Go over to Facebook. There's a feed. What do they call that? A live
feed.
It's a live feed. It hiccups once in a while, but it's most of the time it's a live feed. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged and involved. And you know, it means a lot to me. I really appreciate some of you turn out day after day after day after day after day, and I really do appreciate the time. Xander Gibbs is going to join us later on. I know how much you love him. Actually, from what I've read, I think you love him more than you love me. Seriously. I may need a safe space later on. Do we have a fluffy doll or something I can cuddle up? No? All right. Just thought I'd ask. I mean, heck, everybody else gets one. Why can't I? You know, I've written pieces over the years about the military. And if you go search the website, therealside.com, you'll find a piece that I wrote about why is it that Democrats seem to hate the military? And I say that because, you know, when the Democrat presidents get in office, one of the first things they do is they grab that red pen. They love that red pen. And they grab the red pen, and they go through the military budget, and they start wiping things out. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, hey, it's the military. Shh, gone. That's not cool. Well, it's not for me anyhow. I don't think it is. So recently, Google has decided, remember who runs the thing, remember who works there, but Google has decided that it hates the military, too. I don't have any other way to say it. I mean, it's just really that simple. I'm sure our website now will never be hit again. You won't be able to find it anymore. But it's really easy to forget where you're from, right? When the Reagan administration appointed an ambassador to a country, at the time, Secretary of State George Shultz, he'd spin a globe and he'd say, okay, point to your country. Inevitably, the ambassadors would always point to the country they were going to. Shultz would look them in the eye and say, no, your country is the United States. God, I gotta love him. Give him a hug if he was around. Well, some high-tech workers seem to forget where they are from. You know, here's the funny thing about all this. I always get the biggest kick out of this. Whether you're here from a foreign country, whether you're an American here that can't figure it out, I don't know what it is. But here's what I always say. It's the same thing. You couldn't do what you're doing. You couldn't say things about you're not President Trump and how bad he is and what a blankety-blank he is and all that and rip up his star in a Hall of Fame without having a bullet put in your head almost in any other country. How long do you think you would hang out? How long do you think you'd have freedom if you did this in Russia or Cuba? I mean, we could go down a list if you want. You wouldn't. It wouldn't be long, and you wouldn't have it. So recently, Google was involved in the Pentagon's Project Maven, which would use artificial intelligence to help control drones and make the country safer. That mission didn't sit well with some Googlers, people within. 3,000 of them signed a letter urging Google to pull out of the program. So 3,000 employees. How many employees do they have? Like 200,000 worldwide, 300,000? They got a boatload of employees worldwide, not just here in this country.
Like 80,000, I think.
Is it 80,000? Okay. So I inflated a little bit. But even so, 80,000. 3,000 write a letter. They don't want them being part of any kind of military stuff. Now, first and foremost, right there, I wouldn't want to be part either. I wouldn't want them involved. But apparently enough Google employees felt Google had betrayed one of its core mantras, don't be evil. Not only is the company following their lead and canceling the contract, it's also drafting a policy that could keep it out of the military space entirely. Which, frankly, again, I say, good riddance, see you later. I mean, think about it. Now, here's the scary thing. The media starts picking up a theme that Google's secretly building AI, you know, artificial intelligence weapons, or AI technologies to enable weapons for the defense industry. Google chief scientist Fifi Li. Well, you know what? With all... yeah, I'm going to get in trouble for this. With all the Chinese spies that we've seen of late, with what we've heard about how long... You know, I've been to some seminars. I've been to some meetings where the Chinese... I tell you what. They are loyal people. They will move here when their kids are young if they're part of the government, and they will stay and they will stick it out. They'll get themselves into the community, into the process. But the motherland is still the most important. And that's not all Chinese, so don't start writing me nasties. You know what I mean. There are spies from every group, the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, all over. All right, so let's not play that game. Anyway, well, there's that sound. We'll talk more about this when Xander Gibb joins us, the guy that you're waiting for. I know you tuned in tonight to hear. I'm Joe Messina, your host for Sitting Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Muslim moron.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
Antifa. It was bad.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. I always love it when you're with us, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Let me bring him on because I know you're waiting just for him. But we're gonna talk about the rest of this story. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. To kind of, I don't know, I would say ground us, but whenever you're done, I'm not grounded anymore. I'm like bouncing off the walls.
How you doing? You're grounded, Joe. You're not leaving the house, dude.
Yeah.
Good
guess
evening,
what?
Sir. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am fabulous.
So I hear. Yeah. Yeah. Fabulous. Do we use that word anymore? What is this, like 1980? We do? Okay, I guess we do.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway, So, you know, I know you don't listen to the show only when you're on. But anyway, we were talking in the first segment about Google and 3,000 of Google's employees didn't like the fact that Google was, you know, working with the military and hosting military information and all this other fun stuff. So 3,000 of their employees signed a petition for Google to not be involved with the military. And because being involved with the military, it breaks one of the core values of Google. Like Google has values. Don't be evil.
Right.
Right? I'm sorry. I'm totally confused by this, right? But Google is going out of its way to work with the Chinese government, right? To build a great firewall that prevents people in the communist country from accessing information that they don't want you to see. Isn't that evil, too?
Yeah. Did you say the Chinese government or Hillary Clinton? Just let's clarify that one.
Well, Bill and Hillary are working with them to build a firewall around Bill and Hillary information. I got that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, around her private server.
I think
the biggest question is why are the military working with Google in the first place? I mean, let's face it, they're not the kind of people to be working with, given the things that they're doing with regards to freedom of information. You know, there were certain things you type in there. They've even got it, so you type in certain keywords, and a picture of Donald Trump comes up, and I'm wondering why the government is dealing with Google, you know. They're not unbiased, are they?
No, and I wouldn't trust them. I really wouldn't, because when you have that many people, look, if you have 3,000 people that are willing to sign a petition, how many people actually are against the military, against us as a whole, and
right.
would somehow screw up the information, screw up the data, and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, because let's face it, the military are that evil that they've kept us safe, and we probably, you know, would all be dead by now if it wasn't, you know, for our military and the personnel that keep us safe every day. And thank you if you're listening and you're a military personnel right now. Because I think that you know, the thing is, at the end of the day, to actually describe the military as evil, go and live in Canada. I'm so sick of these fools. Go and live with the commie in Canada.
Well, these little gnomes that have never really been out of their homes, you know, they're down in mommy and daddy's basement. They really don't know what the military has done. They see the military as getting in the way of other things happening, right? They've been taught
right.
forever by professors that, you know, we spend more on our budget than any other industrialized nation on military and what have you. So that makes us evil and bad and But here's the bottom line. For you, I was saying it earlier, the reason you can say what you're going to say, the reason you could be that little nasty, whatever, at Google,
yeah.
and then you're not taken outside and shot after you say something about the president, is because of the military. Because the military, for the most part, they protect our Constitution. They protect our rights.
Right. I mean, I actually wish Donald Trump would start acting a little bit like a dictator. Because when these people compare him to, you know, people like Mussolini and Hitler and people like this, it really makes me angry, because the fact that you can actually say that on social media in the United States kind of dictates that he's not a dictator. You know?
They don't get it. You know,
no.
Look, you're a lot younger than I am. You know people that are younger. You know, what is it with the young people? Are they that ignorant? Are they that stubborn? I mean, what is it that makes it so they just really don't get the picture?
I think it's two things. I think that they're doing too many drugs and their parents did too many drugs before they had them. But seriously, I think, you know, there's an ideology with younger people. I get this vibe, you know, because I speak to lots of young people, when I'm out and about, people say, oh, you're that guy from the show or whatever. And they want to kind of discuss politics. And there are some out there that are really clued in, but others are just kind of, you know, spewing out the opinions of others. And I'm like, I don't even want to talk to you. If you can sit and tell me why you have that opinion, I will respect you for that, even if I don't agree with you. But I think a lot of it is about popularity. And, you know, let's face it, you know, we get hounded day by day on social media as do most conservatives. So we're not here to be popular. I'm actually here to make a difference. And you know, I don't care how many Twitter followers I've got or how many likes I get. I know from my statistics that my message is getting out there. And that is what is important. And I think young people are far more interested in being popular than actually making a difference.
And having friends. Look at all the friends they have on Facebook, which can be wiped out with a keystroke from somebody who doesn't like your friends.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. Think about how fragile those friendships are. God, these people make me nuts. Look, speaking at young people that don't have a clue.
What a
you like that, huh?
You
walked me into that one. You gave me that one. But it's a Freudian thing. I'm trying to forget her name, but you keep bringing her back up. With Alexandra, what's her name?
Alexandria.
Alexandria Cortez, dumb as a box of hair, Smith, or something like that, isn't it? No, it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Okay.
And this girl, even this week, Ben Shapiro said he would give her $10,000 for her to, you know, come on and debate. But, you know, if you've seen any of her interviews, this girl, she didn't even know what. I mean, I know Nancy Pelosi's not sure what her job is. You know, she thinks it's just to take her meds every day and to give a speech and say bad things about Donald Trump occasionally. But this girl didn't even know what Nancy Pelosi's job was. But this is, you know, it's I don't know, it's like free chocolate every day. That's what it feels like with this girl.
Yeah, well, I prefer the Huff Fudge Sunday version, but I got to tell you what, there isn't any time that she hasn't been on TV where I've got that look in my face like, huh? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Faith and political leaders gathered in D.C. to address Sunday's Unite the Right rally. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin urging Americans to counter what white nationalists will be saying this weekend.
The people who are brandishing their Confederate battle flags and their swastikas are undoubtedly exercising their First Amendment rights, and so be it. But let us be perfectly clear also that they are enemies of our Constitution and our democracy and our country.
Gun safety advocates from across the country have gathered in Atlanta to discuss ways to end gun violence. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg told the group their voice is powerful with their politicians.
It is when the American people stand up and say to their elected officials, this is what's right, this is what we want, and you vote this way or we're going to vote you out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. Come on. Mr. Tongue, Mr. Lip, need to work better here. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Xavier Gibb joins us as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with us. I have a great time when he's on. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is a pleasure, but it's cold. It's 54 degrees here in the United Kingdom, and
well,
it's not good.
What was it here today, like 153?
Oh, I mean, shut up.
It was up over, it's been up over 100 for like 2 weeks. I think our electric bill almost doubled because even trying to keep the place warm, you know, it's been a chore and a half. But we've been up, what's that global cooling, warming climate change?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Don't get me started on that, please.
No.
It's
really hot in the summertime, and somehow that's bad. I don't know. Whatever. But
Isn't the new global warming mantra that you just run naked in the forest and shout, izzy, wizzy, let's get busy, and it really just, you know, soothes the earth somewhat? No?
I can't stand it. You're killing me. So, you know, you should pull up that story about the tree lovers. Remember that one? They were rubbing the trees naked?
Yeah, that was a bit like, yeah. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, there ain't enough dope. There ain't enough dope on the planet to smoke to get me to want to get
please.
It with a tree. It's just not going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Anyway.
No, and I'm leaving it there because it.
Don't.
Moving.
Don't.
Can I just take a second to welcome to the show? We did ask Alexandria Cortez Dum Dum to come on the show today, but she wasn't available. So if you look to the Joe's left, there is a box of hair that's there at the stand-in. So we'd like to welcome the box of hair to the show.
You know, she she's refusing to debate, as we said before, Shapiro, right?
Yeah.
And she kept, but listen, she in the tweet, when she responds to him, she says, it's just like catcalling. I don't owe a response to unsolicited requests from men with bad intentions. We're talking about Shapiro.
What?
What's the bad intention? That he wants you to show that you have more than two brain cells to rub together? What's the bad intention?
I think that it must be a precursor to being a liberal. Because I was a Democrat, but I was never a liberal. You know, you have to actually be lobotomized to become a liberal. And let's face it, the liberals we're seeing I don't know. They're just getting dumber. You know, this guy today, he put something insulting about the president. He used a meme that had him, the president, and Putin involved in a homosexual act. And I said, that's homophobic. He said, dude, you're homophobic. And I'm like, this is Bizarroburg. I'm living in Bizarroburg. So I, as an openly gay man, I'm homophobic for pointing out homophobia. That's liberal logic personified. But you know, the beauty of all of this, Joe, is that, you know, not only does this guarantee a win for Donald Trump in 2020.
Oh, yeah, no question.
You know, one of his kids, you know, is lined up, or Mikey Pence, you know, to be, to take over after that. Because they've got no, the liberals have got, the Democrats have got no substance. And who is their leader? I mean, if this Ocasio, you know, dumb box of Hario girl is the best that they've got, then we're laughing. Keep it coming, you know?
Oh, it's amazing to watch what they're doing. And then as far as, to your point with Ocasio, I mean, she is out there, and the more she speaks and the more she talks, the better off we are. Because if this is their best and brightest, if this is the person they're dancing all around a country. Look at Bernie Sanders went out with her. She went out stumping for some other candidates. And look, the other candidates lost. So please, Jesus, keep going out there. Keep fighting that fight of yours, whatever it is, and go for it, right?
You know, I just feel sorry for the Democrats in New York, because if this is the best that they're getting, because that's where she's from, isn't it? That's where I think she's running.
Yeah.
I feel for all New Yorkers, because, you know, if a Democrat gets a seat, you know, it means the conservatives are but the conservatives that live in the locale are suffering.
I know you're a New Yorker at heart, right? But here's the deal. Get off your butts, put your money together, get somebody that can run and win instead of sitting back and waiting. You got two de Blasio terms, one of the worst mayors in the country, and because you couldn't get off your butts and go vote, you got him for a second term. So you deserve all that human excrement in the seat and the garbage and the crime and all that other stuff. There's no way around it. You deserve what you pay for, right?
Yeah, traditionally, New York has been a Democrat seat for a long time. I mean, wouldn't that just be fabulous to turn that seat conservative? That would just be the best thing ever. I mean, when you consider, you know, Bill de Blasio is giving money to you know, terrorist supporters like Linda Sarsour, taxpayer money, you know, get this guy gone, you know. I'm not a big fan of Rudy Giuliani, but, you know, he did a better job with his eyes closed than
and off his meds, he would do a better job as well. So I'm sure.
Exactly.
You know, but this stuff is really getting to me from a standpoint of, we have become so polarized. We're not, like I said earlier, we're not Americans anymore. Now we're Republicans or Democrats. And even from when the Democratic Party, you're not even a Democrat anymore. Now you're a progressive socialist. Blobbity blah, right? I mean, it's getting even worse.
I'm an alt-right, apparently.
There you go.
You know, whatever that means. But I don't know what you think, Joe, but I actually think that, you know, the Republican Party is so split. There's Republicans and there's Trump Republicans. And, you know, obviously, you know, we're Trump Republicans.
I was going to say, to your point, but I'm going to take it a step further. There are Republicans who are Americans. And there are Republicans who are anti-Trumpers, okay? You shouldn't be anti the president unless he's doing something so egregious, so bad, you know what I'm saying? Ripping kids out of homes and I don't know, doing beheadings in the street, I don't whatever the thing he might be doing is. But he's not doing that. And the hate runs so rampant that there's really no way to even have a conversation about what he's doing anymore, is there?
No, there isn't. And it's actually becoming tiring. You know, nobody is able to have civil discourse anymore, you know, on issues that they don't agree with you on social media. But, you know, I am spending 100% of my time defending the president. And hey, I'm not complaining. I took on the job willingly. I am the, you know, Trump ambassador to the United Kingdom. But I think that everything he does that they twist. And you have to explain it in kind of fine terms to break it down. Because everything that he does, they have to criticize so badly that it makes him a hater or racist or, you know, you only have to look at his social media feed. He puts positive stuff out there. I hope he doesn't read this stuff because, you know, it's bad even for me to read. But just the ridiculous commentary that people are saying.
I was looking. So I'm on that other channel, that other network, right? And, you know, I'm on there last night, and they're talking about these women, you know, domestic abuse and all this other stuff and what have you. And the reason, you ready for this one? The reason that we're deporting these people, the reason we're sending them back is because the Trump administration is racist. Has nothing to do with them breaking the law. Has nothing to do with any of that stuff. It is strictly because the Trump administration is racist. It's so old and so tired, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. What about the law? I actually had a fight with someone today who actually had the audacity to say, now bearing in mind Donald Trump did not come into office until after the Flint water crisis had been going on for a long time, but that was his fault. The reason there is a Flint water crisis is because of Donald Trump. I mean, it just becomes so tedious. How even... with liberal logic, can you work out? You know, the guy was a private business owner before he ran for office. How was he responsible for the water crisis in Flint? I can't equate it.
I got nothing on that one because I get the biggest kick out of the stuff that they come up with. Again, you know, just going back to the Democrat strategist that was on with me last night. And it's the same old talking points. We talked about the two people that were deported while the deportation hearings were still going on, and I thought she agreed with me when I said, look, the government makes paperwork screw ups all the time.
Right.
And she said, yeah, I agree with him. You know, it's probably just a bureaucratic error. But under this administration, they're much worse. They're much this. I'm going, okay, here we go. All right. So anyway, we got to go for a break. You know what that sound is. When we come back, let's try to talk about some sane things if we can find any. I'm Joe Messina, your host, along with Xander Gibb. We'll be back in a minute.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have the manners of a goat,
is actually,
and you smell like a dung heap.
I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You know, there's two things. There's two types of people you can't trust with a microphone. Two. One is a pastor. Sorry. A man of the cloth. Whatever. I can't tell you how many events I've done where I've given a man of the cloth a microphone and said, okay, you have 2 minutes. And like 9 minutes later, you're ripping the mic out of his hand. Right? You know what I'm saying? And another radio talk show host. Because, you know, we're going live. We're going live. Okay, shut up. We're going live. I'm Joe, senior host, this is Real Sight on GCN Live, and Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always enjoy my time with him and love the discussions that we have. And we may start selling the discussions during the breaks at $10 a minute. What do you think, Xander?
Yeah, for sure. I'm leaving now. You've insulted me. But can I just check if the box of hair is still comfortable in the studio? Because, you know, I didn't want to have the box of hair come in and feel, you know... Agreed.
You know, I want a picture of you smiling, okay? I mean, you look very serious. I want a picture of you after you've had a, I don't know, a hot fudge sundae or a Twinkie or something along those lines. You know,
no, can't eat those things anymore. I got some pictures of me smiling, but that's my don't mess with me face.
Oh, well.
So, you know.
There you go. Anyhow. I forgot what we were talking about. You know, it's funny. People don't realize that during the break, you and I are talking about all kinds of things. And I just lose track. I lose track of what we're talking about on the way out. But anyhow. Hey, this week, you were kind of talking about it earlier. You get banned from Twitter on a regular basis for opening your mouth, you know. And
I do.
They don't like what you say, and then bang, you're gone. That's it.
Yeah.
But we lost a bunch of followers, if you would. Somehow they all decided overnight that they no longer want to listen to me anymore or get my tweets anymore, which I always find very amazing. But, you know, even with all that going on, you look at what's going on with Facebook, you look at what's going on with Google, and then they take Alex Jones. Now, again, he's on one of the networks I'm on. I don't know the guy. I don't listen to his stuff. But, you know, he's got a right to do what he does. And what do? Facebook takes him down totally. Twitter's working against him. I mean, he's got every major social media platform working against him. However, Louis Farrakhan, okay, now I know I'm going to insult some Nation of Islam people, and I don't mean to. It's not my goal here. But the stuff that he says, if it came out of my mouth, if those same words came out of my mouth, they would shut me down, draw and quarter me, wouldn't they?
They absolutely would. And that was proved this week by Candace, what's your last name, Candace? Candace Owen.
Yeah.
Who tweeted the same things as that racist Asian girl who's just been employed at the New York Times. They temporarily suspended her account. Do you remember I said this to you before, Joe, that I was responding to people with exactly the same as what they had said about the president, and I was getting suspended for
That's
it.
That's right.
You know, there's such a double standard. But I have to say, you know, who really disappointed me this week, and that's Sean Hannity, because he had Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, on his radio show, and I listened to the interview, and he let him off so lightly, and Jack was saying, oh, we don't treat conservatives badly, and we don't ban them just for being conservative. It's all down to the algorithms. And Hannity accepted it, and I was really annoyed because, you know, Jack Dorsey, you know, this is the guy that cries because someone found out that he ate a Chick-fil-A. I'm just so disappointed.
They have no guts.
Sean,
they have absolutely no guts. And that's the part that bothers me. You're exactly right. You know, I have a lot of listeners that love Hannity. You know, he's like a dog with a bone sometimes when he nails something or he gets on to something. Sometimes I feel like saying, like, my old pastor, right? You used to get crazy with him, too. He would grab something and he would stay on it. And he wouldn't give up on it. And he'd say, it's like, I got it. Can we move to the next chapter? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not meant to be disrespectful. It's not meant to be hateful. Just come on. I got the message. Move on. And when it comes to stuff like this, like you say with Twitter, yeah, I would have been on him too. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by this? We had the guy from MeWe on.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, there's the guy that originally helped him get it started or what have you, had some pretty nasty racist stuff on there. And it's their mindset. Sometimes you listen to them and the mindset of the owner of MeWe or the head guy for MeWe, the new founder, his attitude was, look, I hired the guy that could get the job done, but, you know, his political politics have nothing to do with me. But really, they do. They have everything to do with the company, don't they, ultimately?
I think they do. But the thing is that market forces will ensue. And even, I think it was last month, Twitter stocks were down 20%. Than what they were last year to what they were last year. And I hope that continues. And I hope somebody buys it out. Because Twitter used to be, you know, you could say what you please. There was none of this pussyfooting or footing around where you had to, you know, watch your P's and Q's and you couldn't say things that were true, you know?
Right. No, and not just you couldn't say things, like I've got somebody coming on the next hour. We're going to talk about freedom of speech. And from a media standpoint, okay, do they have a right to say whatever they want, whether it's true or not, whether it's been double or triple checked? You know, think about all the things that the media puts out there, especially the mainstream media these days, that you find out later on isn't 100% accurate. Matter of fact, most of it's about 30% accurate. Sometimes they get close, about 70. But should they be allowed to put, if they put themselves out as a news, legitimate news venue, news source, should they be allowed to do that? I say no.
Absolutely not. And we've gone, you know, it makes me ashamed to be a journalist when I see a journalist putting across their opinion as fact, because that's not what good reporting is. You know, even as a commentator or even as a broadcaster, you put the facts out there to begin with, and then if you're going to have discussion about it, you know, that's absolutely fine. But don't tell your opinion as that and then discuss your opinion, because to me, that's not news. That's not journalism. It's gone. It's dead, unfortunately.
I don't have any opinions. Everything I say is fact. Are we aware of that? Are we okay? We get that?
Yeah. Okay. Tammy says different, but, you know.
Yeah, that's the only stuff that makes me nuts is when they come out with these things like, look, you're hearing about how bad Trump's doing, how nasty he is. I mean, you're hearing this through all the news sources. And yet none of the positive stuff, like I said, when I go to CNN, the way they spun chain migration the other night, okay, so they were talking about how, Melania, Trump, her parents, because of quote-unquote chain migration, her parents entered this country, they got their citizenship yesterday, and it was because of chain migration. And we know how much Trump hates chain migration. So they played about 10, 12, 15 speeches that Trump gave, all of them say that he was against chain migration, okay? But he wasn't talking about two people. He wasn't talking about two people that came here, that waited the 5 years, that, you know, did the study, took the oath, and can support themselves. He was talking about these groups that come in, and they bring 17 family members along with them, right, ultimately, who cannot support themselves. And that's what he was talking about. But they didn't want to hear that. And as of, well, this week, I think it was last week, the Trump and Obama numbers for this period of time. So job approval rating for Trump was at 50%, actually just a tad over. Obama's at the same time in his tenure was 45. The unemployment rate, 3.9%. Obama's was 9.4. The jobs added because of getting out of the way. Let's be clear here. The government doesn't make jobs, but they get regulation out of the way. They get out of the way for companies to come in and create jobs. So under Donald Trump, at this point, 3.2 million jobs have been created. Under Obama, we had lost almost 3 million jobs. The deficit, $532 billion under Trump, $936 billion under Obama. And last but not least, we've got a GDP of 4.1%. Under Obama, it's 1.6. And somehow, in this mixed up, screwed up world of liberal science and liberal math, Obama is doing better or did better than Trump.
Well, I'm actually sick of people saying thanks, Obama, you know, for the good GDP. I mean, let's face it, he couldn't get a good GDP while he was in office. How is anything he did a year ago making any difference now, you know, apart from the fact that he's left because we're celebrating every
day? My argument has always been this, is for five or six years, everything that was still wrong, everything that was problematic, everything was just trucking along terribly, was still because of George W., right? George W.'s failed policies. The things that George W. put in place were still hurting the country. And everything that was right, everything that was turning around, everything that was going well, somehow had nothing to do with George W. or anything he did. It had to do with the thing Obama had put in place. And it's the same thing now. There's no negative repercussion for anything that Obama did. And all the positive stuff that's happening is obviously because of something that Obama did when he was president.
Right, because Obama blamed everything that he messed up for the first 4 years on the previous incumbent. But obviously when he got his second term of office, he couldn't blame it on the previous incumbent because he was the previous incumbent.
All right, quickly, before we run out of time, tell people where to find you.
XanderGibb.com or any fine pizza store.
I'm sorry, but there are no fine pizza stores in the U.K. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Anchor for CNN International will join me, John Voss. And we're going to talk about freedom of speech as it pertains to the press and chain migration. We'll be back in just a little bit.